Well, let's get your recap first on state wrestling championship action over the weekend. And the championship matches Saturday night in Class 3A. McGuire Midkiff of Thomas Jefferson, a winner in his championship match at 126 pounds. Max Southard of Lewis Central lost in the 160-pound final as he finishes second. Anthony Sherry of Glenwood also a second-place finish at 182. In Class 2A, Chase Schultz of Creston Orient Maxburg, an 11-3 winner over Ben Lee of Ballard. That gave Schultz his fourth state championship, the 27th wrestler to do that at 182 pounds. Also at 220, Caden Hewlett of Creston came up just a point short of Jordan Baumler of North Fayette Valley for second place. And at 285, Tristan Werfs of Mount Vernon held off John McConkie of Atlantic Cam 3-2, McConkie placing second. Also in Class 1A, a couple of state champions from the region, Alex Thompson of Underwood at 126 and Drake Johnson of Logan Magnolia at 220. Also in the consolation rounds, other place winners around the region in Class 3A, at 138, Gabriel Kelgard of Lewis Central placing third. Glenwood wrestlers had places as well. At 145, Trevor Anderson was fifth. Isaac Bales was sixth at 195. Zach Hagstrom at 220 was third. And Caleb Sanders was third at 285. In Class 1A, the finals saw Connor Atkinson of Tri-Center place eighth at 106. Fourth place for Logan James of Underwood at 113. Blake Thompson of Underwood was fifth at 120. Tatum Blummel of Riverside, seventh place at 120. Seventh place at 126 for Keegan Lundquist of Southwest Valley. 132, sixth place finish for George Appleseth of Panorama on Saturday. Also at 132, Garrett Thompson of Logan Magnolia placing seventh. At 138, sixth place for Guy Sudman of Underwood and seventh place for Duke Kyle of Missouri Valley. At 145, Logan Sherman of ACGC was eighth. At 152, Brady Wilson of Logan Magnolia placing sixth. At 152, seventh place finish for Tyler Van Houten of Panorama. Gabe Pauly of AHSTW placing third at 160 pounds. Nathan Haynes of Missouri Valley placing fourth at that weight. Also at 170, Gunnar Grunstead of Panorama fifth and Nick Haynes of Missouri Valley seventh, while Tom Reef of Missouri Valley placed third at 220 pounds. In the Class 2A consolation finals, a fifth-place finish for Carter Cox of Atlantic Cam at 120 pounds, Mitchell Swank of Creston Orient Maxburg fifth at 145, Thomas Bentley of Red Oak placing fourth at 160, Jacob Wingert of Harlan was fourth at 170, Drake Roller placing seventh at 170 for Atlantic Cam, Nick Foss of Harlan was fifth at 182, Jackson Michelson of Creston OM was third at 195, Zach Stork of Atlantic Cam placing fifth at 195 pounds on Saturday. Also announced on Saturday, Atlantic Cam wrestling coach Tim Duff was named the Class 2A Coach of the Year in Iowa wrestling. He received that award Saturday night at Wells Fargo Arena. Duff guided the Trojans to the Hawkeye 10 Dual Wrestling Championship this year, the Hawkeye 10 Tournament Championship, and the state duels, and also had six of his wrestlers qualify for the state championships. Duff has been in Atlantic since the 2005-06 season and has amassed over 200 dual wins as the head coach of the Trojan program. Let's move to basketball now. From Saturday night, girls regional basketball action Saturday evening in Class 3A. It was Cherokee Washington beating Shenandoah 75-46. Also in 3A, it was PACLM beating Kemper Catholic 63-34. In Class 4A action Saturday night, Lewis Central beating Sergeant Bluff Luton 71-36. Denison over Perry 47-35. Ballard beat Harlan 53-34. Also in Class 5A, West Des Moines Valley beat Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln 73-36. Those winners all advancing in tournament play. Tonight in girls regional finals, in a game you can hear live here on KJAN this evening from Mapleton, it's Exira EHK facing off against Akron Westfield as the once-beaten Spartans try to make a return trip to the State Girls Basketball Championships in Class 1A. Again, that's at 7 o'clock tonight is tip time. Exira EHK versus Akron Westfield. Chris Parks will be on hand for that one tonight up in Mapleton, and he'll have all the action for you this evening. Glidden Ralston also plays Sydney tonight in a 1A regional final. That game in Neola this evening, 7 o'clock start time there. Now, we'll have a bit of a doubleheader for you tonight here on the radio as Chris will bring you that Exira EHK Akron Westfield Class 1A girls regional final tonight at 7. And then once that game concludes, we'll also have for you the Atlantic Winterset Boys Class 3A first round district game. I'll have the call of that one. We'll pick that up as soon as we're done with the Exira EHK Akron Westfield contest tonight. That game's scheduled to tip at 8 o'clock, probably be just a shade later than that, but we'll have that game for you live here on the radio tonight as well after the girls' contest is finished. That's part of a doubleheader tonight in Atlantic. Harlan will play ADM in the opener in Atlantic tonight. Also this evening at Glenwood, it'll be Creston versus Carroll, and then Denison facing off against Glenwood in Class 3A boys first-round district play. In women's college hoops yesterday, Lizzie Wendell rebounded from a subpar outing to score 19 points with 7 assists and lead number 25 Drake to an 86-42 victory over Loyola Chicago, and that tied the school record of 16 consecutive wins. Wendell had her nation-leading string of 102 games with at least 10 points end with a 5-point effort in a win over Indiana State on Friday. Against the Ramblers, she was 7 of 14 shooting. Sammy Backrod added 17 points, and Becca Hittner added 12 points and 10 rebounds. The victory for Drake, which last Monday made its first appearance in the rankings since 2001, tied its 1996-97 team for the longest win streak. Drake is now 22 and 15-0 in Valley play so far on the season. In men's college hoops, the 11th-ranked Wisconsin still owns a share of the Big Ten lead after staging a second-half rally Sunday afternoon. Nigel Hayes scored 14 of his 21 points, while the Badgers were turning a 6-point halftime deficit into a 71-60 win against number 23 Maryland. Ethan Happ had 20 points for Wisconsin, which trailed 33-27 at the break before they improved to 11-3 in the conference. Bronson Koenig scored all 9 of his points in the second half, helping the Badgers overcome Mello Trimble's game-high 27 for the Terrapins. The Terps are a game back of Wisconsin and Purdue with 4 games left in the conference schedule. Also in the top 25, Marcus Foster scored a career-high 35 points as number 20 Creighton used a 19-6 run to whip Georgetown 87-70. The Blue Jays shot 53% while avenging a 20-point road loss to the Hoyas on January 25th. Isaiah Zierden added 13 points, helping Creighton get to 22-5 on the season. Number 24 Butler thumped DePaul 82-66 in other top 25 men's action yesterday. Well, Chase Elliott has won the Daytona 500 pole for the second consecutive year by nipping Dale Earnhardt Jr. on the final qualifying lap. Elliott turned a lap at 192.872 miles per hour to just edge Earnhardt's speed of 192.864. Elliott and Earnhardt gave Hendrick Motorsports and Chevrolet a 1-2 front row for NASCAR's season-opening race next Sunday. Elliott is the race's first repeat pole winner in 27 years. The winner of the clash was Joey Logano, who moved past leaders Denny Hamlin and Brad Keselowski on the final lap as they were involved in a wreck. In golf, Dustin Johnson earned the world's number one ranking in men's golf, cruising to victory in the rain-delayed Genesis Open at Riviera Country Club. Johnson fired an even par 71 for a 17-under total and a 5-stroke win over Scott Brown and Thomas Peters. Johnson led by as many as 9 shots in the final round before becoming the 20th player to reach number one since the world ranking began in 1986. Fred Couples closed with a bogey-free 5-under-67 to capture the Chubb Classic by 3 strokes over Miguel Angel Jimenez. Couples was 16-under in winning his 12th PGA Tour Champions title and first since 2014. And with a new offensive staff in place, the Iowa Hawkeyes will go to work on fixing an offense that ranked 117th out of 128 FBS teams last season. Tim Polasek is the new offensive line coach after spending 3 seasons as the offensive coordinator at North Dakota State. Kelton Copeland is the new receivers coach after a 4-year stint at Northern Illinois. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says he was looking for the right coaches and not just trying to fill positions.
Certainly knowledge and expertise are important. Not minimizing that, but I think it's more important to get the right person. Person's going to be a great teacher, a great mentor. It's a big part of college football. And someone that has, you know, a shared vision and approach that we think is important.
They join a staff that includes new offensive coordinator Brian Ferentz. Former coordinator Ken O'Keefe returns to the program. He'll be the quarterback's coach after a stint with the Miami Dolphins.
You know, Ken was a key part of this whole equation. When we made the move with Brian, I think it just gives us that veteran presence in the room, the experience. And so that to me is really valuable. And I think especially with Brian's transition, it's going to be very, very valuable.
Well, for Polasek, it'll be his first stint as an offensive line coach. He says Iowa's philosophy in the run game is very similar to the one he had at North Dakota State. Copeland says Iowa's style of play fits his coaching philosophy as he'll take over a position group that was considered a major weakness for Iowa last year in the wide receivers. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.